In this video, we are looking at a simple but important truth. A Christian wedding is more than a ceremony. Now, ceremony matters. Christians should not treat ceremony as empty. God often uses visible, spoken, public actions to mark important realities. Baptism is visible, communion is visible, ordination often includes public prayer and laying on of hands. Public worship includes words, posture, music, scripture, and blessing. So when we say a wedding is more than a ceremony, we are not saying ceremony is unimportant. We are saying the ceremony serves something greater. A Christian wedding ceremony serves marriage. The ceremony is not the covenant itself in isolation. It is the public doorway into covenant life. It is where vows are spoken, promises are witnessed, prayers are offered, scripture is heard, and the bride and groom are publicly recognized as husband and wife. One mistake today is to make the ceremony the center. Couples may spend months planning the look and feel of the wedding, but only a few minutes thinking about the meaning of the vows. The ceremony can become a production. The officiant can become a performer. The message can become sentimental. The vows can become romantic poetry without covenant weight. But Christian wedding ministry must gently resist that drift. Beauty serves covenant. Personalization serves truth. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. That is very important. The couple's story matters. A good officiant listens. How did they meet? What has God done in their lives? What joys and challenges have shaped them? What family stories are present? What hopes do they bring? These things matter because the bride and groom are embodied souls before God. Their histories, emotions, wounds, hopes, bodies, families, and spiritual journeys are not irrelevant. But their story does not define marriage. Christian marriage is received, not invented. The officiant must honor the couple's story without letting the couple's story become the highest authority. The story must be brought under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. A wedding ceremony also matters because it gathers witnesses. Witnesses are not merely an audience. They are part of the public recognition of marriage. They hear the promises. They celebrate the union. Ideally, they support the couple after the wedding day. Marriage is not merely private affection. It is public covenant life. This is especially important in an age of expressive individualism. Many people have been taught that the deepest truth is inside the self, and that the purpose of life is to express that inner self outwardly. When that idea enters wedding ministry, marriage becomes whatever the couple decides it means. Vows become self-expression. The ceremony becomes a stage for identity. Love becomes detached from covenant faithfulness. The Christian officiant responds not with harshness, but with clarity. We can say, your story is beautiful, and we want to honor it. But in a Christian wedding, your story is placed inside God's larger story. Marriage has a meaning before we personalize the ceremony. For church staff ministers, this protects the witness of the congregation. For chaplains, this helps preserve marriage meaning in hospitals, hospice rooms, military settings, correctional settings, or crisis situations. For ordained wedding officiants, this builds long-term credibility. Couples need someone who can be warm and clear at the same time. For the one wedding officiant, this prevents the ceremony from becoming generic. A Christian wedding is more than a ceremony because it is a public covenant witness. It is more than an event because it points to a lifelong calling. It is more than romance because it rests on God's design. The ceremony matters deeply. But the ceremony must always serve the covenant.